There's no national regulation to ensure safety for most of the lines connecting us to the grid. There are industry standards, to be sure, but the federal government doesn't oversee or enforce them. That responsibility falls on state governments, says Rob Thormeyer. He's with the National Association of Regulatory Utility Commissioners.
It depends on the state. Some states, the legislature has given them enforcement authority, and some states they do not.
In the case of Texas, the Public Utility Commission has traditionally practiced a hands-off approach when it comes to such regulation, but that might change with today's vote. PUC spokesperson Terry Hadley says with this change, retail utility companies will need to devise a plan for dealing with vegetation around power lines and file reports with the PUC about those plans. This would only apply to deregulated parts of the electric market, so places like Austin and San Antonio would be exempt.
Right. The rules would require two basic areas of reporting: what has happened, what has been accomplished in terms of vegetation management, and also what plans are in place for these utilities moving ahead.
That's important because overgrown trees are major causes of blackouts. But Hadley says requiring private utilities to report their plans for managing trees might help another problem as well: power line-related wildfires.
Travis County 911, do you need police, fire?
You guys got to get a fire truck to Medina River Way.
Okay, sir, calm down just a second. Let me get fire department on the line.
Many of the major wildfires last year in Central Texas involved power lines. So it might stand to reason that requiring utility companies to have a plan would keep more fires at bay. Then again, maybe not.
My professional opinion is that most of what the PUC is doing today will not have any material effect on the issue of wildfire causation by power lines.
Professor Don Russell is director of the Power System Automation Laboratory at Texas A&M.
The issues associated with wildfires and power lines are much more complex than anything being addressed today by the Public Utility Commission.
Russell has worked on power line safety for over three decades. He says the proposed rules of the PUC are a step in the right direction towards fewer blackouts, though we could be doing more to prevent those as well. The thing is, it would require cutting down more trees.
I'm like everyone. Cut everybody else's trees, just leave mine alone, right? That's what most people think. The truth is that this is a serious discussion. I would be willing to sacrifice some trees in order to keep the power system more reliable.
The Public Utility Commission is set to vote on vegetation management plans and reports later today. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchelle.